So Songs of Praise has been shifted to an earlier time on a Sunday by the BBC. This has led to claims from some that the BBC is marginalising Songs of Praise and other faith-based programming. The BBC has said it is to ensure consistency in scheduling. But in 2019, should there still be a place for Songs of Praise in a high-profile slot on our screens? Boyd Slater's from the Northern Ireland Humanist. Good morning to you, Boyd.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning. And Peter Linus from the Evangelical Alliance. Morning to you, Peter.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. What do you make of this, Peter?
Well, listen, Songs of Praise might not be my favourite show, so where that gets moved might not be my biggest concern, but I do think there's a question of the quantity and the quality of programming that the BBC produces. They've got a year of belief this year. That's a good thing, as in they're looking at this area. But you've got to remember, again, 400,000 people go to church on an average Sunday in Northern Ireland, 8,000 go to a football match, and you look at the coverage, and you look at the difference in the way it's engaged with. So we need more shows, but we need better shows that engage in the issues that are relevant to people across society, but that includes those of faith, and I think the BBC could do a better job on that.
And do you really think it's a big deal moving it from a nighttime peak slot to 1:15?
So again, my question on that is, where does it fit overall? Moving that one show is not the end of the world to me, but that is from a peak time down to a middle of the day, which is a lesser kind of slot. So what are the BBC doing overall as a package to offer engagement for those of faith? It's again about not just the quantity, but the quality of engagement. What kind of shows are out there? What's the best religious show in your view, Stephen, on the BBC?
I'm sorry?
What's the best religious output the BBC do currently in your view?
Well, I'm not supposed to have a view.
But everybody calls, what are the best shows? I think we could do better. And it's the BBC's a public sector broadcaster. This is a significant constituency across the UK and particularly here in Northern Ireland. There could be better shows, so I'm not overly worried about where Songs of Praise is in the mix of everything else.
I do think
we could have a better range of shows.
Boyd Slater?
I largely agree with Peter on that. There could be a better range of shows. They do need to include all beliefs and those of none, or all faiths and those of none. When it comes to the religious output at the minute, I mean, the BBC said there's over 110 hours in BBC One and BBC Two per year. And if you look at the figures, really, for ITV and Channel 4, they've gone from around about 64 hours and cut it nearly in half. And there's a good reason for that when it comes to the output of Christian sort of programming, and that is that the UK is now predominantly non-religious. So they have to keep up with what their viewers want. And when it comes to the Songs of Praise being put onto an earlier time schedule, that's BBC scheduling. They know what's best. They know what their audience is. And if they're not getting the viewing audience, then they have to change it. And there's a YouGov comment poll which asks what people think of Songs of Praise. And 20% like it, and I think it's 44% don't like it.
It's not for the BBC to just go for the populist approach all the time. A public service broadcaster, Boyd, as you well know, should be providing a whole breadth of services to minority audiences as well as big audiences.
Yes,
that's
exactly
what public service, that's what people pay a license fee for.
Exactly. And so that needs to be reflected with 48% of the UK being non-religious. They have to reflect that. And I don't think they are really reflecting that in terms of people who are not religious, who are humanists, who are atheists, who are agnostic. I looked this morning at the BBC's religious programmes, and there's an A to Z of religious programmes, and I got through to the letter C. So when I got to C, there was still nothing in terms of content for the non-religious. There's lots of Christian programming there.
Peter?
So the majority of people in the UK still identify as Christian, even if you take church attendance figures across the UK. So even if you take church attendance figures, you're still going to get something like 6 million people across the UK regularly attending church. So that's going to be 10% of the population. So 100 hours of programming dedicated to the 10% of the population who regularly go to church. This is not some nominal faith. This is core to their beliefs. And when you look at what the BBC said they were going to do for the Year of Belief, they said we're going to look at some of the sacred wonders of the world, from Angkor Wat to Masada. We're going to look at surrogacy with Tom Daley, Too Gay for God, and Welcome to Bruderhof. Those were their four top shows in their press release about the Year of Belief, which were all well and good, should be in there, no problem. But none of them really drove a core Christian agenda there, something really interesting for the biggest group. I'm not saying the only group. I mean, what BBC did really well was Jonathan Sacks' programme on Radio 4, 21st Century Morality, great show, and really open to people of all faiths and none. That's excellent content from the BBC, but it is a public sector broadcaster. It needs to think about what one of the biggest groups in the UK still is by faith definition, and do a lot more than it currently is, and a lot better than it currently does.
The number today, 0303 80 55 55. I guess this is a good opportunity for you to think, as you do think about religious programming, faith-based programming on the BBC. Is it high profile enough? Is it good enough? Is it exciting enough? Songs of Praise has been around for such a long time, Peter, and it's an established iconic brand. And you're saying that the BBC should be doing other programming. What type of other programming?
Well, you take something like the Four Corners Festival, just looking at that locally. They did one show from that, but there could have been more. That was a great festival across Belfast with lots of content already there. You take a festival like Summer Madness with thousands of young people, or New Horizon, a big event with thousands of people from Northern Ireland. BBC could come and do content from there. You have a speaker like Dawn Carson over this week. Last week, Boyd had somebody over, and off the back of that, they ran a news piece. We could likewise have an international speaker like that in town this week. BBC could be covering that, picking up on it. We could be running stories around what Tear Fund do, what Christians Against Poverty do, and lots of other religious groups. Interfaith Forum yesterday and meeting with the commissions. There's lots of opportunities for the BBC to do more. There's lots of big events out there that they could be covering. You know, a couple of thousand people, 8,000 people go to all the football games this weekend. 2,000 at the biggest game, you'll get that in one church this weekend. And we have a kind of token service coverage. So lots of really
token
interesting...
Token service?
One service.
You really believe that?
Well, how many BBC reporters will go to the 8 or 10 different matches on? They'll have one at each match. The total attendance of all those matches will be 8,000 people. And yet churches will have 400,000. So there's one service covered by the BBC, one church service, and all the football games are covered with some sort of commentary or engagement or follow-up afterwards. It just putting that in perspective, and you suddenly say, gosh, there's nothing like balanced coverage there.
Boyd? It's quite a strong argument he's making.
Peter, I mean, he has a point, but I mean, he's missing the point that, you know, the UK, as it stands, is 48% non-religious. The non-religious is the biggest belief, if you want to put it like that, in the UK. And really, when it comes to the viewing audience, there might be 400,000 people every week going to church in Northern Ireland, and there might only be 8,000 going to the football match. But how many people actually listen to the football matches on the radio or want to know the scores of the football matches? How many people actually want to listen to Songs of Praise or other content like that? I agree with Peter in that, you know, there has to be better programming for all beliefs. And yes, he has a point. Things like the Four Corner Festival, you know, the things that the Interfaith Forum do, you know, they probably should get more coverage here in Northern Ireland. There's no doubt about that.
So, Stephen, I would say absolutely. Sick Boy's point that we're becoming less religious, but the single biggest group is still Christians. And I'm not looking for a special place. It's just to respect those numbers and then look at great ways of doing programming and reflect that, because most of our news content and most of the other stuff is non-religious, is secular, is trying to be neutral. And so there's only 100 hours in total, or just over 100 hours of religious content. And again, I just want to say, I think we could do a lot better, get more creative around that, get young people involved and offer some really excellent content and become, again, the leader in that space. And the BBC has a role to play in that.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Robert, we can give you 30 seconds. Morning.
Steve, 30 seconds, that's unbelievable.
Well, you've just spent five of it.
The biggest show in the country, 30 seconds.
You've just spent another five of it.
50-odd pound from a TV license, getting 30-odd seconds.
Now you've got 10. Now you've got 10 seconds.
Well, Stephen, why doesn't the BBC, where all licensed pairs do programmes on the homeless, food banks right across the country, our health service in crisis, we would like to see this on TV to highlight it. Highlight more.
I give you another.
What's happening to the public right across the country?
I give you another 10 seconds just because it was you.